USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
There will be no gas pipeline if Russia invades Ukraine. That word coming from President Biden as he met with Germany's new president, Olaf Scholz. The two leaders were meeting in hopes of finding a way of defusing the crisis between Russia and Ukraine. The Nord Stream 2 is a gas pipeline between Russia and Germany. While Biden and Scholz were meeting, Russian President Vladimir Putin met with French President Emmanuel Macron for more than 5 hours. Putin says the only group talking invasion is the U.S. and its allies. Russia has been adding military power at the border recently. The Biden administration says the Kremlin could launch an invasion at any moment. Wall Street Monday, the Dow was practically flat. NASDAQ off 82 points, the S&P 500 down 17. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Well, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and how his pillow's given me a great night's sleep. He continues to roll out new offers on his products. His latest on the towel sets. Now, towels aren't something you think about. I never knew what I was missing until I tried the towels last year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today, and trust in Mike Lindell has given you a better night's sleep. Mike's now changing the game with a six-piece towel set, USA cotton, extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in a towel. Two bath, two hand towels, two washcloths for a limited time, $39.95. Using our promo code USA, it retails for over $100. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use this promo code USA to get this price of $39.99 on the towels, or call 1-800-951-8175.
A top science advisor to President Biden has resigned. Dr. Eric Lander tendered his resignation after White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki confirmed he had been investigated after a complaint that he mistreated staff. Politico reported that the investigation found that Lander had bullied and demeaned his then general counsel, Rachel Wallace. Lander, who has also served as the director of the Office of Science and Technology Policy, is the first cabinet-level member of the Biden administration to resign. The administration was pressed by reporters on Monday as to why Lander remained on the job despite a pledge by the president to fire any employee on the spot if they are disrespectful. Governors in four states are planning to end mask mandates in schools in the coming weeks. Connecticut, Delaware, New Jersey, and Oregon made announcements on Monday. They are among a dozen states with mask mandates in schools. That's according to the National Academy for State Health Policy. This is USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you just have a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. There are hundreds of thousands of members, and they love it. MediShare has a 98% customer satisfaction rating, and this is obviously huge. The typical family saves around $6,000 a year switching to MediShare. Find out more. They're great to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
At least one person was killed and another was injured in a shooting at a grocery store in Richland, Washington. Police responded to the Fred Meyer store Monday morning after reports of shots fired. Commander Chris Lee is with the Richland Police Department.
The suspect and the deceased male from inside had some sort of interaction inside the store. We don't know exactly to what extent that was, but they did have a conversation.
Lee says they are looking for a suspect through every lead. The other shooting victim was in critical condition as of Monday morning. The Supreme Court put a hold on a lower court ruling that Alabama draw new congressional districts. The three-judge panel on the lower court ruled that the state likely violated the Federal Voting Rights Act by diluting the political power of black voters by not creating a second district in which they made up a majority or came close to it. Justices Brett Kavanaugh and Samuel Alito, part of the High Court's conservative majority, said the lower court's order came too close to the 2022 election cycle. One day next week will cost you a pretty penny.
Americans are set to spend a near-record amount on Valentine's Day. The National Retail Federation saying the nation is expected to spend nearly $24 billion, just shy of 2020's record $27.4 billion. The group estimates shoppers will spend an average of just over $175 per person on gifts. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And I'm Kenneth Burns.